USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA is advising travelers to hit the road early Thanksgiving morning. This after the Auto Club is predicting over 53 million Americans will be traveling for the holiday. Since most are traveling by vehicle, the agency is saying the worst traffic on the roads will be Wednesday afternoon and Sunday after 5 p.m. The jurors in the murder trial of father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan have begun deliberations. They're facing charges over the fatal shooting of Ahmed Aubrey in February of last year. Aubrey's father, Marcus Aubrey Sr., says he's putting his faith in God to get a guilty verdict.
What I seen in that courtroom this morning just really was devastating. But I'm just thanking God that God showed us everything. He showed us all the evidence to convict these men.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Kyle Rittenhouse gives his first interview after being found not guilty.
Kyle Rittenhouse on Fox News responded to candidate Joe Biden falsely calling him a white supremacist.
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement. It's actual malice defaming my character for him to say something like that.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Baltimore, Maryland Tuesday, touting a $22 million grant for the East-West Priority Corridor Transit Project.
For it to take longer for someone who lives here in Baltimore to get to work or school than it takes to get here from Capitol Hill if you do have a car, shows you what needs to change, and it's part of what is going to change thanks to this very important project.
He says it'll help connect people to opportunities, jobs, and education. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, addresses unprecedented actions taken by Democrats in the House of Representatives.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, said the two Republicans booted from committees this year, Representatives Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, would get those seats restored if Republicans win the majority in 2022.
They'll have committees. The committee assignment they have now, they may have other committee assignments. They may have better committee assignments. I think with Gosar, those are the ones he wants. Taylor Greene, she was just a freshman. I know she was requested others. She has the right to serve on committees.
McCarthy also reiterated his threat that a future Republican House majority may remove Democrats from committees as retaliation for the votes this year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
A new survey conducted by Axios and Ipsos found 67% of U.S. adults are planning to see friends and family from outside their households during the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. That group includes 73% of Republicans, 70% of Independents, and 63% of Democrats. 31% of respondents say they see a large or moderate risk in gathering with family or friends for Thanksgiving this year, which, according to Axios, was significantly down from the 64% tracked in 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.